Breakfast with Hoff. It's the Big Yawn. Well, I
won't back down. Can't do it, Tom. No, I won't back down. I told you, Tom. I'm not going to do it. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I won't back down. Now, the Big Yawn is clearly still the Hawthorn investigation, so we're not going to focus on that just at this point. We had a chat about it just after 6:30. We've got Mark Robinson, who's much more across it than we are, who's going to join us after 8 o'clock as well to give us some clarity on that story as it still develops. New info comes to hand. The Jason Burt testimonial last night on his LinkedIn page was very, very interesting, and that changes some layers of the conversation, but still largely it is all going to go towards the Human Rights Commission we're led to believe. Robbo is a believer in that. We'll find out more about that after 8 o'clock. So the Big Yarn today is not going to be overly serious, but there's an element of focus we need for it. The Apprentice is going to help us out. Now, we don't often encourage this from The Apprentice, but we want to get him involved. It's part of the poll conversation this morning, and he's going to take charge of the Big Yarn today. So, Apprentice, good morning to you.
Good morning, Daniel.
This is prime time for you. Normally, you're sort of a 6:28 man.
I'm a 10 till 12 man on Sunday. That's prime time for me.
Mate, The Good Guys is a great show. It's a great store for electronics, and it's a great show on Sundays 10 to 12. The Good Guys, check it out. It's magnificent. What's on the poll today, and how are we fleshing that out to the Big Yarn?
Well, I think it's an interesting topic because at the start of the year, the first two or three rounds, a lot of the new recruits in the AFL were copying a bit of crap for their performances. You could talk about Tim Taranto, Luke Jackson, and the likes, but they've started to really come into themselves at the moment. So the poll today is, who has been the best AFL recruit of 2023 so far?
I'm making executive call here. I'm going to give our best caller, golfer Devil Bend, today. So 1-300-652-927 with your selections on who has been the best recruit to this point in time. Now, this could be fluid as well, Al. This is a fluid conversation as well at the back end of the season with 12 weeks to go. But to this point in time, the 11 weeks sample size that we have in front of us, which player has been the best recruit in the AFL? Have you got some nominees for us, please, Apprentice?
We've got four, so we'll start with...
That's all we're allowed to have on Twitter?
Correct. We'll start with our man Zardy, Isaac Rankin, Tim Taranto, Jason Horne-Francis, and Josh Dunkley.
Oh, boy.
Which Steve-O wouldn't be happy about.
That's a good quartet.
That is a good quartet. That's a...
You know what? Also, why I wouldn't be happy? Because there's no Liam Jones on that list.
Yeah, so Liam Jones was close. Luke Jackson was obviously close. Brody Grundy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few others out there. I did ask you half out there.
No, you did.
A few little comparisons without telling you the poll, but those are the four.
So we've got Rankin or Izzard.
Yes, yep. Izzard. Tim Taranto.
Taranto.
Jason Horne-Francis.
Horny.
And Josh Dunkley.
Dunkley, righto. Oh, gee, that is a good quartet, and that's leaving out. Who'd you say? Let's leave
Jones,
out.
Grundy,
Jackson, Grundy. Jackson. Anyone? Mitchell?
Tom Mitchell. Yep. I think there was. Bobby Hill's been great for
Bobby Hill's been good.
He's not quite category of the other ones just yet. But that is a good poll from you today. I expect that to be getting a lot of traction on the socials. But
who's Rankin, your leader half?
Taranto. Horne-Francis or Dunkley. My leader is Dunkley.
Mm.
I'm a Dunkley man. I think he's had an outstanding... Now, all four of those players have had outstanding years. That is tough. That's a really good poll.
It is one of the better splits on the poll we've had in a while with regards to voting. So Isaac Rankin, 25% of the vote so far. Tim Taranto, 22%. Jason Horne-Francis, 20%. And Josh Dunkley is the leader, 33% of the vote.
Right, so that's from established players who are new to their clubs. All right, so that's the opportunity today for the poll. Get involved on the Twitter sphere at Breakfast with Half or RSN927 as well. Rankin, Taranto, Horne-Francis or Dunkley, who has been the best recruit of the year?